You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, what is good? It's your boy, Sosa Cremenges, fantasy analyst at Pro Football Focus and your host of the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast and our first game week together. Today's episode is going to take a look at week one. We're going to highlight the Los Angeles Rams. We're going to highlight the Dallas Cowboys. Both teams are facing off on Sunday Night Football to open the year, as well as SoFi Stadium. So we're going to highlight the keys to victory, some areas of strengths and weaknesses, and the injury reports for both teams. Let's just get right into it. To start out the episode, we're going to highlight, as I mentioned, some of the keys to victory for the Los Angeles Rams facing off against the Dallas Cowboys. And so to begin, first things first is the Rams are going to need to play very physical in their secondary. And so that secondary is going to contain players like cornerback Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, potentially, you know, Darius Williams or Terrell Burgess on the inside at nickel, and the safety duo or even trio of John Johnson, Taylor Rapp, and once again, potentially Taylor Burgess, who's probably going to be a chess piece at that back end there. But the Cowboys have one of the most potent trios at receiver in the entire NFL in Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and rookie C.D. Lamb, who was the 17th overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft out of Oklahoma. These guys are incredibly explosive. They've got yards after catch ability. They could take the ball and create way larger plays from smaller ones. They could take the top off the defense. Amari Cooper might be the best route runner in football, really. These are some really talented receivers, and the Rams' new-built secondary and you know, unit that many people are high on, including myself, is going to really have maybe the toughest test of the year right out of the gate. And so they're going to have to really come full-fledged and ready to go right from the get-go, because this Cowboys passing offense is one of the most dangerous and potent passing offenses in the NFL. Last season, Dak Prescott ranked second in passing yards. And, you know, that was with a conservative and maybe in over his head head coach and offensive coordinator slash offensive overseer, I guess, in Jason Garrett, because now the Cowboys have moved on from Garrett and hired, obviously, Mike McCarthy over the offseason. Kellen Moore came back as the offensive coordinator and the play caller, but we can expect that McCarthy is going to allow Moore to, you know, just kind of let the reins loose. And so that was something that, you know, never really felt like it was fully there with Garrett as the head guy, but that passing offense could really take another step forward, which is pretty crazy to think, because they were already among the best in the NFL last season. And so that trio at receiver, and even moving on from a very old and slow Jason Witten at tight end to a much more athletic player in Blake Jarwin, has the potential to become a massive upgrade for that Cowboys offense. And so the next key for the Rams to potentially win this game is going to be commit to stopping the run. Obviously, you know, this, there's no secret, the Cowboys are, again, one of the best rushing offenses in the NFL, as well as their passing offense. And so the Rams and Cowboys actually played a game late in the season last year, and the Cowboys had just an absurd amount of success with rushing the ball. Ezekiel Elliott had 24 carries for 117 yards for two touchdowns. That's a 4.9 average. And backup Tony Pollard, who was a rookie, had 12 carries for 131 yards and one touchdown for an average of 10.9 yards per carry. That is insane. The Rams' defense really couldn't stop a nosebleed that day. The final score was 44-21 for the Cowboys. You know, that really showed a lot of the Rams' weaknesses on defense. And unfortunately for the Rams, they didn't really upgrade that much in terms of the inside linebacker position. And so they could be very leaky against the run again, and you know that the Cowboys are going to want to come out and establish that run, establish that play action pass game, and potentially really just attack one of the Rams', you know, main areas of weakness and potentially the weakest spot on the team, arguably. And so that would be wise of the Cowboys to do. though the Rams are going to really have to commit to stopping the run. They're going to have to kick safeties down. They're going to have to load that box up as much as possible, which is a scary thought when you have so much talent as the Cowboys do at receiver. But you really need to pick your poison against this offense, unfortunately. And so how the Rams plan on doing it, we'll see. But first things first is going to definitely be stopping that run, because you know this game could really get away from them really quickly if they find themselves in a hole where similar to last season where they just couldn't stop the run. There's going to be a huge load on that front seven. As for the Rams, on offense, they're going to have to attack the new faces in the Dallas secondary. And so the Dallas Cowboys have undergone a little bit of change in that secondary. They have a new starter at safety in Darian Thompson, starting corner and number one corner. Byron Jones walked in free agency, and so now the Cowboys are going to have a new starter at outside corner as well. And potentially even some changes on the inside with the whole Jordan Lewis, Anthony Brown, nickel situation. And so the Cowboys are really going to look different in that secondary, really. I think outside of Xavier Woods and Chido Awuzie, who are both returning at safety and corner, you know, there's a lot of question marks there. And even those two guys potentially have some question marks as well. And so Jeff Heath is gone. There's going to be a lot of new players in that back end. It's going to be hard for them to have that time to gel because of no preseason and all that. And so the Rams, like the Cowboys, have some of the most dangerous passing weapons in the NFL. And so the smartest thing for them to do would be test that secondary out early and often and keep attacking them and hope that, you know, potentially a lack of chemistry is visible from the get-go. And if it isn't, you really just rely on your best players against their best players in the secondary, but an overall unit that's considered a weakness, to just make plays and spread the field out and let your playmakers make plays. The Rams have a fast offense. They've got an incredibly talented offense. It's so deep. It might be the deepest team offensively at these skill positions in the NFL. And so the Rams would be wise to just spread that field, continue attacking that secondary, work things off that play action, kind of start to try and get that lack of chemistry to, you know, potentially bite the Cowboys in the butt. And yeah, I think this game has the potential to really be a high scoring one for both teams, because the way it's shaping up, it looks like that the Cowboys' secondary and the Rams' inside linebacker group and run defense are both quite leaky, and both offenses have a ton of weapons and a ton of potential to do not just statistical damage in this first week, but to potentially be the best offenses in the NFL moving forward. And so coming up in just a moment, I'm actually going to keep going and I'm going to discuss the strengths and weaknesses of both teams and how these factors may come to play in week one. And while we've got you, come connect with us on Twitter for all the coverage you need on the Los Angeles Rams. You can find me at QB's MEP and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. Folks, are you having car troubles? You ever go outside to find your tires flat or your car won't start? Well, you should absolutely check out rockauto.com for your service needs. Rock Auto is a family-owned business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. There isn't a better time to support a family-owned business than right now with the strange COVID-related times that we're living in. If you're a do-it-yourselfer or a professional and are looking for reliably low prices, you absolutely need to check out Rock Auto. Go to their website and check out all of their available parts. It's truly a never-ending list, and if your car needs it, they've probably got it. Amazing selections, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. And write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us so they know that we sent you. In the last segment, I teased the strengths and weaknesses of both the Los Angeles Rams and the Dallas Cowboys and how these factors may come to play in week one. We're going to begin with the Los Angeles Rams here, and we're going to work our way to the Dallas Cowboys, who are the opponent for the Rams in week one on Sunday Night Football. And so we're going to begin with the Rams' strengths. First things first is the passing offense, as I slightly touched on in the first segment. You know, the Rams, regardless of the situation of the offensive line and the performance of those guys up front, dating back to 2017 and really under Sean McVay's tutelage and his entire regime, the Rams' passing offense has been fantastic. This has been a top five passing offense 2 out of the 3 years that McVay has coached the team. And, you know, in 2019, they did take a minor step back, but they were still a top 12 passing offense, really. And so they're going to have to rely on the pass game weapons in Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp and fellow receivers Josh Reynolds or rookie Van Jefferson, whoever seizes that receiver three spot, as well as tight ends Tyler Higbee and Gerald Everett. And not just that, but their trio at running back as well in rookie Cam Akers, veteran undrafted free agent in Malcolm Brown, and second-year player who may or may not go, Darrell Henderson. And so the Rams are going to have to piggyback on their most talented players in the passing game. And not only that, but it happens to also work out well for the Rams because, like I mentioned in the first segment, the Cowboys' secondary is probably their biggest question mark heading into this season, really, on their entire roster. And so the matchup presents itself as one that the Rams could really take advantage of slinging the football. And I know a lot of fans, and myself included, like to see Sean McVay kind of get back into rhythm in terms of the running game and not get so far away from running the football. But this game is really shaping up as one that looks like it's going to be a whole lot of passing for the Rams. And I personally couldn't disagree with that because I think that is probably the best plan of attack. And I think that'll prove a worthy plan heading into this week one matchup. I think getting the running backs in space is going to be a very interesting point that the Rams could utilize, is that Cam Akers is a fantastic young player. Darrell Henderson is incredibly explosive. Both of those guys are built for 2020 in terms of how the NFL is played today. And that means getting these guys in space, getting the ball in their hands, and putting them one-on-one versus a linebacker in space where very often that linebacker is not going to be able to make that play. And, you know, Sean McVay is an incredibly smart and ingenious play caller, really. And so he has to find ways to use these running backs in the passing game because they're so much more than just runners. And the best teams in 2020 and, you know, 2019 and this day and age in the NFL find ways to include their running backs for cheap yardage and to help these guys move the chains. They're going to keep the offense intact. They're going to keep offense in manageable third down situations and ahead of the chains. And that's all really important. So I think that's another area that the Rams could attack. Two other strengths for the Rams, obviously. Their secondary, like I mentioned before, they're going to really have to play to their peak potential in week one because the Cowboys are going to come out slinging that football. And you know, that trio at receiver is probably the best trio at receiver in the entire NFL. And so while the Rams have a lot of potential in the secondary, the Cowboys have a lot of concrete production from two out of the three receivers. And that third receiver in rookie CeeDee Lamb really could be one of the best receivers in football before we even get to blink our eyes this season. And so that secondary is going to need to go right from the get-go. The Rams obviously piggyback on Aaron Donald, that front seven. You know, he's the best player in football. Outside of him, the Rams have a lot of question marks in that front seven, in the pass rush, in the run-stopping department, really. And outside of Aaron Donald, they have mostly only one proven player in Michael Brockers, and then some rotation of guys that are interesting, like Sebastian Joseph Day, and so on and so forth. But, you know, piggyback off Aaron Donald and let that pass rush kind of feast off of the potential double and triple teams that number 99 is going to experience. As for the Rams' weakness, you know, inside linebacker, as I mentioned prior, very big question marks there. Micah Kizer has never started an NFL game. Kenny Young has barely played in the NFL. And both of these guys are slated to start at inside linebacker for the Rams, as well as their offensive line. Their offensive line has a lot of question marks coming into this season, just as it did ending last season. Across from left to right is going to be Andrew Whitworth at left tackle, Joseph Noteboom at left guard, Austin Blythe at center, Austin Corbett at right guard, and Rob Havenstein at right tackle. And while the tackles seem to be in pretty good shape and have players that have played at a elite potential and elite level in the NFL, it's the interior trio that possess, you know, a lot of question marks and potential issues moving forward for the Rams. And so that offensive line is a big issue, and we're going to find out real quick what they're capable of in 2020. As for the Cowboys, their offense in general, from the front to the receivers to the running backs to the quarterback, is just a strength in all across the board. This is an offense that has the potential to be the best offense in football. I mentioned today on Twitter that Dak Prescott would get my vote for an early prediction at the MVP award. I think he's going to really step up as a quarterback this season. I think the scheme is going to highlight his strengths. And I think the weapons that he's operating with is just absurd, really, the amount of talent that surrounds him, including that offensive line. And so their offense in general is very strong. As for the defensive side of the ball, I think their pass rush is really good. I think DeMarcus Lawrence, recent signee, Everson Griffin, and then their interior trio or even four players at that defensive tackle spot in Dontari Poe and Tristan Hill and rookie Neville Gallimore and veteran and Canadian Tyrone Crawford. I think that's a very solid and stout unit up front. I think they have the potential to give the Rams a lot of trouble up front. And so that's going to be a key to both teams' potential successes. Who is going to win that line of scrimmage battle between the Los Angeles Rams' offensive line and the Dallas Cowboys' newly assembled defensive line? It's going to be very interesting to see how that battle plays out. But like many areas for the Rams, we're going to find out real quick whether these guys, these five guys up front, have it or not. And the last thing is that the Dallas Cowboys defense, you know, it seems to have a lot of question marks, particularly in the back end. And their third linebacker spot is a question mark. One of the veterans going to IR, which I'll highlight in the next segment. And that secondary, as I mentioned before, a lot of question marks, a lot of new faces there. They might have to rely on, you know, guys like Anthony Brown, who were late round draft picks, or Jordan Lewis, who doesn't have that much experience, but has, you know, looked pretty impressive at that nickel spot. A guy like Chidobe Awuzie, who's had, you know, a lot of inconsistencies in the NFL, and so you never really know what you're getting there. Career special teamers and guys like Darian Thompson, and even potential rookies in Trayvon Diggs, and so, or Reggie Robinson. And so the Rams have the potential to give them a lot of issues there too. And so that is going to be an incredibly fun battle to watch. And coming up when we return, I will highlight the early week injury reports for both teams and what they might mean for the rosters on Sunday. And as I mentioned, there were a couple of names that I teased there. Make sure to check back with us on Wednesday when we discuss the final episode of Hard Knocks. And we're going to continue to dive deeper into the week one matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the Dallas Cowboys. In the last segment, I teased some of the injury reports and some of the names that have come up on the injury reports for both teams really heading into week one. And so it would appear on the surface that the Dallas Cowboys may be suffering from injuries to a greater degree than are the Rams, but both teams will be missing at least one starter and potentially more. So the Los Angeles Rams obviously lost inside linebacker Traven Howard earlier this week to a torn meniscus. That would mean that Howard is going to be out for the remainder of the 2020 season, and it opens the way for a player like Kenny Young to step up and grab that starting inside linebacker spot next to Micah Kizer. But in addition to Howard, the Rams' second team running back, Darrell Henderson, is also questionable for this game. He's nursing a hamstring injury currently. He hasn't practiced for, you know, a few weeks at this point. But it sounds as if head coach Sean McVay is optimistic that Henderson will be a go for week one. As for Dallas, they are facing much bigger losses as they've lost linebacker Sean Lee, veteran, who was re-signed this offseason as the third linebacker on the team. And right tackle Lyle Collins, who's developed into one of the best right tackles in football and was paid handsomely by the Cowboys to remain there, and has really been an incredible bookend to Tyron Smith at left tackle. And those guys anchor that offensive line. And while the Cowboys' offensive line still seems to be good, at least on paper, they have undergone a huge loss in center Travis Frederick retiring, kind of surprisingly. And now with the loss of Collins, who was placed on injured reserve, as well as Sean Lee, though I do believe that both players are capable of coming back with the new COVID rules in terms of the injured reserve lists, that offensive line could take a major step back and could take, you know, a few weeks to get their chemistry and gel properly, with two out of the five linemen being new faces, really. And lastly, wide receiver Amari Cooper has been banged up and in and out of practice and the lineup, really, over the past week or two. And while it does seem that he's going to go, that is a notable piece of news because Cooper has suffered through injury concerns really throughout his entire career. And a lot of, you know, minor injuries have knocked him out of games. And so it wouldn't be a surprise if something were to come up. That is something to keep our eyes on as we enter this week. Hopefully both teams are able to stay healthy and get as many players as they can back and come out of this week in good shape. Although, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen with this lack of an off-season and a lack of a preseason, so to speak. Make sure to check back in with us on Wednesday to hear us continue highlighting the Los Angeles Rams and the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about the final episode of Hard Knocks, and we're going to continue to keep going through week one. Just a reminder, come connect with us on Twitter. You can find me at QB's MVP. You can find the page at Locked On Rams. Please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.